by listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful for your tuning our way, and we trust you'll stay with us. And we trust the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you today. We open our broadcast service with the Mail Quartet singing for us, I Need Thee Every Hour. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege we have of presenting this broadcast service to this precious people today, and we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing. You see our congregation, thank God you love every one of them, and you know their needs, and we're asking you to minister to our congregation. Doubtless there are some who are sick and suffering in body, and we know that you are the great physician, and we know that there are those who are listening who need thee in the salvation of their soul, and we pray the Holy Spirit will visit them, convict them, and draw them, for it is not your will that any should perish. So take our broadcast, make it a blessing to everyone in our congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm walking each day.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Looking Unto Jesus. And our text of scripture is Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. We all need help of one kind or another as we travel through this life. And I'm thinking today especially about our soul need. Our greatest need is salvation from a life of sin. For the Bible tells us all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. So everyone who comes into this world and lives long enough to become accountable for their acts and deeds goes into sin, and therefore they need a Savior. And I say that's the greatest need of all. And Jesus Christ suffered and bled and died upon the cross to make it possible for us to have this wonderful salvation, which delivers us from a life of sin and enables us to live a righteous and a holy life. Now, the Bible teaches us somewhat about the consequences of sin. For instance, in Ezekiel 18 and 20, we read, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." And we read in Romans 6 and 23 that the wages of sin is death. And we're also told by the Lord Jesus that if we die in our sins, where he is, there we cannot come. So if you die in your sins, you will have part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, and that the Bible declares that to be the second death, which is final and eternal. Now, God is a righteous God and must have his justice met. In other words, a price must be paid. Back in the past, when our forefathers Adam and Eve sinned, God could not just say, "Well, I forgive you." There had to be a price paid for the act of sin and disobedience. And Jesus did that by leaving the glory of heaven and coming into this sinful world. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So we read in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2, "To propitiate is to regain the goodwill of, or to appease one who has been offended." And Jesus did, he paid the debt that we could not pay by shedding his blood and dying there on the cross, and of course rising again the third day. Now, the world looks for role models, and some of them are very poor examples and are certainly not worthy of being role models or being people following their example or life. But Jesus Christ is the greatest example that the world has, and we can always take him as an example who is worthy of being followed. Jesus came in the flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's St. John chapter 1, verse 1, and also verse 14. Jesus had the same pains, feelings, and wants as we have. He got hungry, he got sleepy, he got weary, he got tired, as we read in the fourth chapter of St. John, how he sat there on Jacob's well, While some of the disciples went in the nearby city to get something to eat, he rested there. So Jesus was when he came into this world, he took upon himself the robe of flesh. He became man. Yes, he became man, and he had feelings just like we do. He ate, he got hungry, he got sleepy. He went about doing good, however, and he is indeed an example for us to follow. Jesus was our example in forgiveness. Yes, even while he was hanging there on the cross, he asked the Father to forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. And he is our example in prayer. We read in the scriptures how he got up a great while before day and went out and prayed. And there were times when he prayed all night. Also, he is our example in courage. Yes, he was a courageous person, and he exhibited courage many, many times. And in service to others, he is an example. And also in commitment. He said he came to do the will of the Father. And shortly before he went to the cross, he said to the Father, "I have finished the work that thou gavest me to do." He is an example in selflessness. Yes, he gave himself for others. And he did not do anything for a selfish purpose or motive. When old Satan came to him, tempting him to turn the stones into bread, he would not do it. He wouldn't listen to the devil. And he did not use his power for his own personal aggrandizement. So he is an example in selflessness. And he's also an example in compassion. We read in the scriptures how he went out, and he saw a great multitude of people, and the Bible says that he healed the sick that was among them. He had compassion upon them, the Bible says. We also read about how there was a multitude of people out there following him, following his teachings, and come time or past time for them to eat, and the disciples urged Jesus to send them away that they might get something to eat. And Jesus said, in effect, "It's not necessary for us to send them away. Let's feed them. Why, 100 pennyworth would not be enough to buy bread for this multitude of people. Well, what do you have? Well, there's a little lad here, has 5 loaves and 2 little fishes. And so they asked the little lad if he would give them to Jesus. And he was compassionate himself and courteous enough that he did so. And Jesus took him, blessed him, and then he began to break, and he fed 5,000 men besides the women and the children. Why? Because he had compassion on them. And they said he would not send them away lest they faint by the way. There are various other examples in the scriptures where Jesus showed his compassion. So he is indeed an example in every respect, and we can follow him, and we'll make no mistake in doing so. Now, we need Jesus in every area of our life. We cannot make it on our own. I am persuaded one reason why Peter denied Jesus that night was because he put too much confidence in self. Before that, he had declared to Jesus that he would not betray him, he would not forsake him, although others may, I will not, I'm willing to die for you. And just a matter of hours later, there he was, denying the Lord, even cursed and swore. He put too much confidence in self. So I say, we cannot make it on our own. But Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. But he also said, I'll be with you even unto the end of the world. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And we are told in the scriptures that he is a present help in every time of need. And he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think. He is our mediator. He is our high priest, our advocate, our savior, our redeemer, our all in all. Yes, our high priest can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So he is our advocate, and he is our mediator, and he is our redeemer. He gave himself to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto himself a peculiar people, or a separate people, zealous of good works. So Jesus is our all in all. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So we read in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Peter needed Jesus when he was sinking in the sea. Remember, the disciples had gone across, started across the sea, and they met a great storm, and Jesus was not with them. But here he comes walking on the water. And they thought at first that it was some spirit or ghost. And Peter said, "If it's you, Lord, you commanded I come to you." And Jesus said, "Well, come on." And Peter got out of that boat and started walking on the water towards Jesus. But evidently he got his eyes on the waves and got his eyes off of Jesus, and he began to sink. So Peter surely needed the Lord then. And Jesus stretched forth his hand, lifted him back up on the surface of the water, and they walked on to the boat. The disciples needed Jesus on another occasion when the storm came up and Jesus was sleeping back in the bow of the ship, and they were being driven and tossed by the winds and the waves, and they went back and they awoke Jesus and they said, "Carest thou not that we perish?" And Jesus got up and stepped out there on the deck of the little boat, and he said, "Peace be still." And there was a great calm. And they looked at him, and they marveled, and they said, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the waves obey his voice?" Yes, the disciples needed him during the time of that storm, and he was there to help them. The man who lived in the country of the Gadarenes, who was possessed with the legions of demons, he certainly needed Jesus. And Jesus came across the sea, and a man came running to Jesus, and Jesus spoke to him, and he said, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion." Well, now that was not the name of the man. That was of demons that was talking through the man. And Jesus commanded those demons to come out of that man, even though there was a legion of them. And when the townspeople came out, they saw this man sitting there at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, delivered. Yes, he needed Jesus, and Jesus came to his rescue. Now, there was a man that was born blind. What a sad state that was, never to be able to see anything. But Jesus came along. That man needed his sight. And Jesus came along, and he anointed his eyes, and he said, "Go wash in the pool." And he went, and he washed his eyes, and he came seeing. He didn't even know who Jesus was at that time. Jesus saw him in the temple later on and asked him if he believed on the Lord. And he said, "Well, who is he?" And he said, "He that speaketh unto thee." It had never been known in the history of man that one who had been born blind was made to see. But Jesus made this man to see. Yes, the man needed his sight, and Jesus gave it to him. Jesus was walking along one day, and there was 10 lepers a distance from him, and they cried unto Jesus for help. And he told them, "Go show yourself to the priest." Now, whenever a person had leprosy in Old Testament times, and they were cured or made whole, they had to go show themselves to the priest. And the priest had to pronounce them whole. They had to offer a sacrifice, and then they had to wait for a period of time before they could re-enter society. And these 10 lepers, they cried out to Jesus, and Jesus said, "Go show yourself to the priest." Now, they could have stood there and said, "Well, what for? We're still lepers." But they did not do that. They turned immediately to obey the Lord Jesus, and as they turned to go to do what he said, all 10 of them was healed. Only one came back, and he was a Samaritan. Only one came back to give him thanks, but he healed all 10 of them. They needed Jesus, and Jesus was there to help them in their need. You know, I need Jesus. When I was in the prison house of sin, I needed him to give me a pardon. And he came to open the prison house, and he gave me a pardon and set me free. The Lord took my sins, wiped them out of his remembrance, to remember them against me forever no more. So I needed the Lord Jesus because I was living in sin. Every sinner listening to me today needs Jesus in the salvation of your soul, and Jesus is waiting to save you if you will but turn your heart and your life over to him. And I still need Jesus. I need him every day. I need him every hour. I need him in everything I do. I need the Lord right now while I'm endeavoring to bring you this message. I do not want to speak in myself, but I want to speak for him. If any man speak, let him speak as an oracle of God. So I need the Lord right now as I endeavor to bring you this message from the Word of God. Now, if you are unsaved, you need him as your Redeemer. And Jesus Christ is no respecter of persons. He tasted death for every man, and whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. If you are a Christian, you need him to give you power over all the power of the enemy. And the Bible says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Be sober, be vigilant, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation, for the enemy walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So if you are a Christian today, you need the Lord Jesus to give you power to overcome that wicked one and live in obedience to his word. Keep your eyes on the goal by keeping your eyes on Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So keep your eyes on the goal by keeping your eyes on Jesus. Heavenly Father, we trust that you'll bless these scriptures and thoughts to our precious congregation today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing, and we invite you to write us and let us know. Our mailing address is the Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741. Our mailing address again, the Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. Now we invite you to be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins at 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service at 6. Our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And they are broadcast live. We invite you to be a part of our congregation. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast.
On the cross of Calvary, our blessed Savior died, gave his life to save the world from loss. In his pain and agony, for every sin,